April 2nd, 2007. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Back the funk, freak the funk, hype the funk, swipe the funk, and all that junk. I get busy on them.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right there was a song called Kiss the Sky by a band from London, England called Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. Sean Lee, originally from Wichita, Kansas, went out to LA for a while, then he went to the United Kingdom, which is where he now resides and is Ping Pong Orchestra. I think he does most of the instruments himself, and the singer on that was a man. That was a male singer, contrary to how it might have sounded, who co-produced the record with his friend Nino. Anyway, that was from his most recent album called Voices and Choices. A fantastic release, though that song kind of the standout. There's some other good ones too, but that's sort of that would be the pick, as they say, and I believe it also is the single, so that makes sense. When I was listening to Kiss the Sky, it reminded me of a song off an old Handsome Boy Modeling School record called The Truth, which featured Roslyn from the band Moloko. And I don't know if you ever picked up that Handsome Boy Modeling School. It's sort of a compilation, but it was by a band called Handsome Boy Modeling School. It was a couple guys. It doesn't matter. The point of the story is I'm going to play you The Truth, which was my favorite song off of the Hanson Boy Modeling School release. So check out this from the 1999 So How's Your Girl record, Hanson Boy Modeling School with The Truth. Where else but right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Paragraphs, my modus operandi is carpe diem, whether de facto or de jure. Comprende the people versus you ain't a sensei. We're teaching that style of wordplay, weaker than Wednesday. Regardless of what your friends say, they're all disabled, stricken from the record and deemed inadmissible. While this long arm of the law grabs a mic to shoot dope lines first and ask questions later. The death sentences of this live litigator to close the case tighter than the jaws of a gator. Stenographers are steady logging the jargon that your counselors are barking in hopes of a plea bargain. But when you read back verbatim what they're saying to persuade them, you realize exactly how I play them. I come with the truth, whole truth, and nothing but, cause the truth hurts just as much as fucking with live will. I prove skill with refills from now until plagiarizing MCs get their flows distilled.
Can't The show is called Jihad to Be There, Build, and this is a quote from the press release as a madcap romp through a terrorist training camp set in the primitive tribal north of Pakistan. Joining us to explain the show is Rex Van Ameren, the Senior Vice President for Programming on the brand new Terror Channel, which will, again, the press release, explode onto your television screen later this fall. Rex, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
Okay, first of all, the Terror Channel.
Well, I was in Fiji recently and picked up a local paper there, and you know what the top story was? Terror. It's the same thing everywhere, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that it's a central fact of 21st century life. So if there's a golf channel and a speed channel, why shouldn't there be a terror channel?
And what kind of shows exactly will you produce?
Well, we've got a syndication deal with the producers of the Fox Hit 24. We've got a morning program lined up called Confiscated. It'll include videos of security checkpoints at airports, and you'll see some of the most astonishing things that travelers try to get past screeners.
That's potentially funny, such as what?
Well, how about a baby orangutan or a jar of human eyeballs? We also have a hilarious one from Wilmington, North Carolina, with a surface-to-air missile.
A missile?
You can't make this stuff up.
They can turn the river around. Let's run the ship aground.
Okay, let's talk about jihad to be there. What could possibly be funny about a terrorist training camp?
Well, you'd be surprised. The characters in Jihad to Be There are really the gang that couldn't shoot straight. The key is they're very bad terrorists. They're a bunch of bungling kooks and malcontents who just happen to want to kill Westerners. But they could just as easily be the gang from Taxi or Welcome Back, Kotter. Those shows that were successful because they had the ethnic New Yorker, the Jew, the Italian. We're hoping to recreate that kind of success with the ethnic Middle Easterner.
The main character's name is Abdul, a Saudi dentistry student who is obsessed with blowing up the Golden Gate Bridge. Can you see, Rex, how that might not be all that amusing to the residents of San Francisco or Saudi Arabia, for that matter?
Well, Bob, actually all the characters are named Abdul. It's kind of a running joke of the show, and in the opening episode, the mullah commands, "Abdul, your bomb belt," and everybody springs up to grab their explosives, and they all knock heads.
Any backlash yet from the Muslim community or from the U.S. government about this kind of brazen ridicule and stereotyping?
Bob, we have no intention of ridiculing anyone's religion. As President Bush said himself, Islam is a beautiful religion, and it is. But at the same time, you have to be a little edgy. You have these goofy beards and hats and death to this, death to that. And that spells an opportunity for comedy, which is exactly what we plan to deliver.
Yeah.
You just heard two songs in a row by a band from Chicago called The 1900s. The first was Bring the Good Boys Home, and the second was Whole of the Law. Both are from their debut EP called Plume Delivery, which is very solid. There's a sound of the music, it reminds me of the Essex Screen or the Ladybug Transistor. It's a kind of pop music, that kind of chamber pop, I guess, whatever it is, that I tend to really go for, and they had me at hello, as that movie that time did that thing. Anyway, 1900s. Very good. All right, up next, we're going to hear a song from a band from Los Angeles called Irving. Irving, very good. They have an album out. It's their most recent, called Death in the Garden, Blood on the Flowers. We're going to hear two tracks from it, both five-star songs, if you ask me. The first one's called The Gentle Preservation of Children's Minds, and the second, Jen, Nothing Matters to Me. Fantastic track. Really good stuff. Love the stuff. You're going to like it. Check it out. Irving, right now, on The Sounds in My Head.
Remember when they used to make us wake up and spray all the blood from the flowers? It was so hot in the afternoon. They told us that we couldn't stop until the garden bloomed. You're back and woke you up from someone else's dream. You were so lost underneath the weight, turned into the type of person that you used to hate. Are you still mine? I hope you feel better this time. The gentle preservation of children's minds. Gentle preservation of children's minds. Remember when we danced with your mother? She was so drunk in the living room that her profile turned a certain way. Showed me how you will look 30 years from today. Talk to me in your language, with your glass eye and your wooden teeth. I think I know what's wrong, I think I know what you're on. I think I know what they meant when they said you were gone. Are you still mine? I hope you feel better this time. The gentle preservation of children's minds. Gentle preservation of children's minds.
Listen to this. 3% of Republicans call themselves Bush Republicans. That's astounding. But, of course, this is America, and somebody's going to make a buck off it. This is a commercial that, who am I kidding? We made this.
George W. Bush, America's most beloved fuck-up. And now, the Jefferson Mint presents all of President Bush's scandals and fuck-ups on one beautiful set of collector's plates. There's Abu Ghraib, reading My Pet Goat on 9/11. The conditions at Walter Reed. You'll get a new plate every month. That's the beauty of this collection. George Bush never learns. You'll receive Outing Valerie Plame, Firing the Prosecutors, Invading the Wrong Country, Global Warming, Selling the Ports, Jeff Gannon, The National Guard, Jack Abramoff, Harriet Myers, Wiretaps, Terry Schiavo, Losing $9 billion, Arsenic and Drinking Water, The Patriot Act, Gitmo, Black Sites, Cheney Shooting a Guy, No Bid Contracts, No Body Armor, Not Catching Bin Laden, and many, many more. If you tried to collect all these scandals individually, it would cost you over $500. But the Jefferson Mint brings you the entire series for just three payments of $89.95. Call now, and you'll receive the Hurricane Katrina Sludge Globe, filled with actual filthy water from the Big Easy. Jefferson Mint is a subsidiary of Halliburton.
do I love the Irving. That's, Jen, Nothing Matters to Me. That's a great song, you have to admit it. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Brooklyn's own Elizabeth Harper, not to be confused with Dennis Kucinich, you know, the Democratic presidential candidate from Ohio, his new wife, 30 years his junior. Not that Elizabeth Harper. This other, the real Elizabeth Harper, as I'll call her. Brooklyn, New York's own Elizabeth Harper doing a fantastic song from her self-titled debut album. This song is called Let Me Take You Out, and it is excellent. It is so good. It reminds me of what, it's like Luna, but with a different singer and kind of different. It's really nothing like that. It's a bad example. But I love it. So you're going to love this song, Elizabeth Harper. She's so solid, and she's playing a lot of shows. And one of them coming up here, I think in May, is at Galapagos, which is like 20 feet from my door. So you know I'll be at the Galapagos show. So if you're in New York, come up and say hi to me. I'm the guy in the fedora. All right, Elizabeth Harper, Let Me Take You Out, finishing this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Swim Swan Swim by Saint Etienne, Hawaiian War Chant by Billy Muir, and To Russia My Homeland by And You Will Know Us by The Trail of Dead. Thanks, as always, for listening to The Sounds in My Head. You can leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com or email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks on the 16th with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.